I'd like to thank all of those who've tuned in, and for our first time viewers as well, I trust that you are having a great, great day and that what I share tonight will continue to bless you. We have gotten so many responses from the first teaching on the School of Deliverance, and I'm looking forward to many more sessions and discussing this subject that I feel is so important to the body of Christ. And of course, we also have our prophetic school available, which we've done 11 broadcasts and videos on that. You can study that as well. And they're always free. Just go into any of our two websites, johnechartministries.com or crusaderschurch.org. And you can view them free of charge anytime, anytime, day or night. They're free of charge. And tell someone else about the teaching as well. And I trust that many will tune in and be blessed by the teaching on the subject of deliverance. Of course, I do want to recommend that everyone who is viewing these online teachings will also get a copy of the book that I'm sharing from. It's the book that I recently released called Deliverance and Spiritual Warfare Manual. And this book is almost 250 pages of information on deliverance, what I've learned really in the last 30 years of being involved in the deliverance ministry. I began ministering in deliverance on a consistent basis in 1984. And in those 30 years, I've seen so many miracles, so many breakthroughs in the lives of people, not only in my city, my church, but around the world. And it's so exciting to be able to share something that is very close to my heart, something very valuable to my heart. And that is the ministry of Jesus, which is the ministry of healing, deliverance, restoration, salvation. We are ambassadors of Christ. We're his diplomats. We've been sent by him to continue to do the works that he did when he initiated and inaugurated the kingdom of God almost 2,000 years ago. In the last program, I shared from page 20. I'm going to go back to that page. If you have the book with you, you can tune in or turn to that page, rather. And let me say also, if you want a copy of this book, just go to my website at johnechartministries.com and order a copy of the book. They're only $12.99, and we'll get a copy out to you as soon as we get your request. And also, we'll be studying from this book for many, many weeks to come. Again, it's the Deliverance and Spiritual Warfare Manual, and it's available at johnechartministries.com. Go there, go click to the bookstore, order the book. We also have many other books available on prayer, deliverance, the prophetic, the apostolic. So feel free also to take advantage of the other books that I've written as well. In the last program, I shared the fact that there are primarily six areas in a person's life where the enemy tries to invade, to oppress, to possess, to control. And these areas are areas that often people have opened the door to the enemy to come in. The Bible tells us, give no place to the devil. And there are many different ways the enemy can come in, usually at a very young age. Most people who are really having problems with demons in their life, often those spirits begin to come in at a very young age because of trauma, because of unforgiveness, because of hurt, because of rejection, because of something painful happening in the person's life. And even after they get older in their teenage years, maybe they open the door for rebellion and get involved in drugs or alcohol or become promiscuous in the area of sexual relations. These are all ways that we can open the door for the enemy to come into our lives. And when Jesus saves us, he wants to bring deliverance and set us free from everything the enemy has brought into our lives. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're justified, you're redeemed, but there may be areas in your life where the Lord will have to deliver you and set you free. And the first area we talked about was the area of the mind. There are many people that suffer from confusion. They have problems in their mind with their thoughts. They can't control their thoughts. People that have problems even with migraines and headaches and mental pressure, mental breakdown, mental confusion, sometimes by being involved in false religions or cults or being involved in false teachings or reading books that were very esoteric and books that were taught things that were ungodly, opened their minds up, spirits of fantasy, confusion, mental pressure, mental breakdown. Even insanity, madness, senility, losing their thought life, mental pressure. These are things that can attack the mind. Then we talked about the emotions, which is a part of your soul. Both the mind and the emotions are a part of your soul. And in the emotions, we're dealing with spirits of hurt, sadness, grief. We're dealing with depression. We're dealing with anger, hatred, rage, emotional problems, emotional issues. People who can't control their emotions have a difficult time in the emotional area. This usually it comes in as a result of rejection, hurt, deep hurt, trauma, painful experiences in the past, being abused either sexually, mentally, in the home, by someone. That can open the door for spirits to attack a person's emotions. Then we talked about the area of the appetite, which is the area that comprises addictions. And we talked about alcoholism, drug addiction, even nicotine, even gluttony, overeating, addiction to substances, addiction even to prescription drugs, where a person can't control their appetite. This is an area that's rooted in the flesh, and the enemy will try to really bind a person in that area, people that just can't get free from certain addictions. And then we talked about the area of the sexual character, which is an area that many people struggle with. Spirits of lust, adultery, perversion, uncleanness, sexual impurity. Doors can be opened at a young age by being involved in sexual relations, of course, outside of marriage, being raped, being molested, being abused, being taken advantage of, being involved in relationships as you grow older. And people who struggle in this area who can't seem to get free are in need of deliverance. Then we talked about the area of the speech or the tongue. And this is the area of gossip, lying, criticizing, backbiting, profanity. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when a person has issues in their life, major issues, it will manifest through the tongue, because the tongue is a reflection of what is in the person's heart. And so if there's spirits in a person's life, they will not have victory in this particular area. And of course, your tongue controls your life. Whatever you speak tends to happen. And if your tongue is bound and your speech area is controlled by the enemy, then you're in trouble with your life in general. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And then we talked about the area, the spirit realm, which is the area of religion. People who get involved in false religions, false teachings, they get involved in cults, heresy. They go to controlling churches, legalistic churches. There are a lot of religious spirits that people need deliverance from. Legalism, guilt, shame, condemnation, confusion in the area of doctrine, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of losing your salvation, fear of demons, fear of witchcraft, people that have been involved in the occult, even people that have been involved in masonry and different areas which are occultic or hidden or secretive, divination, any type of witchcraft. This can open the person up to a serious bondage in the area. And when people have been involved in the occult or any type of false religion, any type of legalistic church, any type of controlling church, we have dealing with spirits of mind control, again, confusion. It makes it difficult for them to understand the word, even to receive the Holy Spirit, even to flow in the gifts of the Spirit, because these kinds of demons block people from really moving into the pure flow of the Spirit of God. So those are the areas when we sit down to pray with someone and ask them, what are you struggling with? You know, what is tormenting you? What is bothering you? And that person begins to tell us, then we have an idea of how to minister deliverance to that individual. And this teaching is designed not only to get people who need deliverance, but also to impart and to give knowledge to people who are Christians that you might be able to set others free. Jesus wants to use you to set the captives free. In Mark 16, the first sign that would follow a believer is, in my name, they'll cast out demons. Jesus said in the book of John that the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works shall you do because I go unto my Father. So Christ expects us to do the works that he did. And one of the greatest works he did while he was on the earth was casting out demons and setting people free. Acts 10 and 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all of those that were oppressed of the devil. Also, we talked about the body, the physical body, spirits of infirmity, sickness, demons that operate in certain parts of the body. We talked about tiredness, weariness. Of course, many different sicknesses are rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness. And there are a lot of people that can't seem to get healed because sometimes in our churches, we lay hands on people and we pray for people, but there are many demons behind some sicknesses. Doesn't mean that everyone that is sick is demonized, but when Jesus cast out demons, healing also accompanied the deliverance. The Bible says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And that is taken from Isaiah 53, fulfilled in Matthew chapter 8. But it says that he cast out the spirits with his word. And then it says it was fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. So the way Jesus lifted the sicknesses off of people was by casting out spirits with his word. Again, that's in Matthew 8 and 17. So we find that in deliverance, there are a lot of people that get healed as a result of getting deliverance. So I want to encourage people who are struggling with different areas such as allergies and chronic illnesses and chronic sickness. When I mentioned the list, I went through the first 10 of them, and I have over 100 points whereby a person may know whether or not they need deliverance. I mentioned this in point number 10. If you almost died during the first years of your life, this can open the door for spirits of death and premature death. Sometimes people who have gone through in life with almost dying at a very young age, sometimes the enemy wants to attack them with premature death. And sometimes spirits of death and premature death can haunt them the rest of their life. The enemy does take advantage of traumatic situations, even car accidents, almost losing your life, almost drowning, something happening in a person's life at a young age. It's like the enemy tries to target that individual with premature death or fear of death or even fear of dying before their time and torment them throughout their life. Point number 11, this is interesting. When you grow up, you really had a lot of imaginary playmates. This can open the door for spirits of rejection and loneliness. Sometimes, and again, children have a vivid imagination, and the imagination is okay. Children play, but sometimes children who are rejected and who don't have friends can then begin to pick up imaginary playmates, and the enemy can take advantage of that to try to come into a child's life. And spirits actually can imitate and become their playmates, and that person grows up with spirits that are attached to their life. Number 12, if you've been chronically ill all of your life, this can open the door for spirits of infirmity and death. So if you suffer from chronic sickness, especially from a young age, always sick, always ill, and sometimes the doctors don't know what it is or they can't diagnose it, that can be a sign of something hiding in your life that is causing an affliction in your body and that you're in the need of deliverance to be set free, especially for spirits of sickness and infirmity. Number 13, if you suffered from handicaps from childhood, this can open the door for spirits of rejection, shame, and fear. The enemy takes advantage of a person often because when children have handicaps, sometimes they can be rejected, they can be overlooked. And of course, society has done a much greater job of accommodating those with handicaps, but there's still a place where the enemy tries to bring rejection into that person's life because of a handicap, especially from being a child. This one is interesting. Number 14, you were exposed to pornography early in life. This, of course, can open the door for spirits of lust and perversion. And this is a major issue in the lives of many people. You'd be surprised at how many people were molested, taken advantage of, sexually at a young age, young girls that were raped, molested. Some of them have never told anyone. And then young boys usually that get involved in pornography, especially now with the internet, with pornography being so readily available, there are a lot of young men that get trapped into that at a very early age, and they'll struggle with lust all of their life because that is an open door for spirits of lust, perversion, uncleanness, sexual impurity, a perversion. That is a major, major issue, which explains why so many men are in need of deliverance from lust. It can be adultery, fornication, masturbation, pornography. It can be any type of sexual sin that grips and controls a person's life. Number 15, you saw something traumatic, such as a fatal accident or a murder. You experienced something very traumatic in your life growing up, and that can bring spirits of fear. It can bring spirits of death. The enemy tries to use that as an open door to come into a person's life. Number 16, you grew up in a war zone. This can open the door for spirits of fear and death. If you grew up in a war zone, and we have many people that we prayed for that come from war zones, whether it's a different part of the world, and they saw atrocities, they saw death, they saw bombings, they saw killings, that can really, really open a person up for spirits of fear. Now, because it's so traumatic to grow up in a war zone. I've ministered in areas that were war zones. I preached in areas that at one time were war zones. And then people need a lot of deliverance because it's so traumatic to grow up and to be in a war zone. Number 12, you have been ridiculed all of your life. This can open the door for spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, and self-rejection. And let me say this, when it comes to rejection, being ridiculed, and rejection can come in so many different ways. We're probably going to have to do a whole program on the spirit of rejection, because rejection is one of the major doors that the enemy uses to come into a person's life. All of us were born to God intended for us to come into an atmosphere of love, acceptance. When people suffer from rejection, even if it's not really rejection, if they take it to be rejection, the enemy can come in as a result of that. There are people that have been mocked, ridiculed, maybe because of some feature. They were fat. They were called fat. They were skinny. They were too dark. They were too light. You know, something. They were poor. They were clumsy. And you know, in growing up, and you're ridiculed all your life, it hurts. And people say things. Rejection is an open door for the enemy to come in. And that's one of the ways that when I teach on the subject of rejection, I mention the fact that rejection is like a doorkeeper. It opens the door for all kinds of issues. We're going to do a whole couple of teachings on schizophrenia and double-mindedness and show you how rejection and rebellion work together to try to cause a person to be unstable, up and down, in and out, like on a roller coaster, never stable in their personality, because the enemy sets up a rejection personality and a rebellion personality in the person and hinders that person's personality from developing. And that person not only needs deliverance from these demons, but also would need restoration and healing and growth in their real personality. So rejection is a major issue. Number 18, you ran away from home early in life. You can open the door to spirits of rejection and rebellion. When children have problems with running away, often it's a sign of rejection and then rebellion. When we're dealing with runaways, people who feel cast away, a very rebellious children, that is also another sign of rejection in a child. Sometimes when children are rejected, they become rebellious as a cry for attention. And so sometimes when you're dealing with issues where children run away, we've dealt with young people that run away and then they get involved in prostitution. They get involved in living on the streets. They get involved in all kinds of life of drugs and crime just to survive. And that person really has a lot of issues. They get saved. God redeems them. But yet they still have issues in their life that they need deliverance from. Deliverance is so important because often when people come to the Lord and accept the Lord and get born again, if we don't deal with the demons in their life, the enemy will use that as a hook to pull them back into the world. We have a lot of backsliders in the church of people that are not committed to God at one time were because there were unresolved issues and things in their life that we didn't deal with because of a lack of deliverance and an understanding of deliverance in the church. Number 19, you have been chronically depressed. This can open the door for spirits of depression, rejection, sadness, and loneliness. So if you're a person that's always depressed, you have chronic depression. And again, just because you get depressed every now and then does not make you demonized. But people who have a chronic problem with depression and it gets to the place of clinical depression where they have to go and get medication and they just can't seem to come out of the hole of depression. They get so down until they lose their life, their zest for life. They try to do everything they can to battle the depression. Depression is a major spirit in the lives of many people. It's connected with rejection. It's also connected with schizophrenia as a major aspect of that particular problem. But if you suffer from rejection and depression and sadness and loneliness, and you just can't seem to break out of it, then you probably are in need of deliverance. Number 20, you have been diagnosed as a manic depressant or schizophrenic. This can open the door for spirits of rejection, rebellion, and root of bitterness. So if you've been diagnosed medically as a chronic manic depression, depressant, or for manic depression, or for schizophrenia, or for paranoia, then often what psychiatrists will do is they will give you medication for it. And the problem with that is that medication can assist the person, but oftentimes it's really not medication. Real medications heal. But sometimes what people receive are just things that cover the problem, and they're not medications. They just cover and subdue the problem. The person ends up being subdued and sometimes becomes addicted to the so-called medication. And so there's another whole area, because in the Bible, the word for pharmakeia or pharmacy is actually the word for sorcery. So there's some areas of even the pharmaceutical industry that is really not good. And we have to be very careful of what we put into our bodies. And sometimes the doctors, that's all they know what to do, because they don't really understand demons and deliverance. As a matter of fact, if you tell them you have demons, they probably will increase the medication. So because, you know, the medical profession generally does not believe in deliverance. It's interesting that when Jesus came, to my knowledge, there were no, the level of psychiatry was not the same as it is today. But Jesus cast demons out of people. He set people free from those that were oppressed of the devil. Number 21, you've had learning disabilities. This can open the door for spirits of rejection and fear. Number 22, you've been incarcerated. This can open the door for spirits of rejection, shame, and depression. We've dealt with many people that have been incarcerated for periods of time. And being incarcerated, of course, can be a very traumatic experience. A person is locked up for years. They get around other people that have all kinds of issues. There's a lot of fear, a lot of depression, a lot of loneliness, a lot of isolation. And one of the major spirits that attacks those who've been incarcerated is the spirit of shame, because of the fact that you've been incarcerated. Sometimes your family rejects you. Sometimes they don't want to be around you. And maybe because you were doing things that, you know, brought hurt to them. So sometimes you can't blame them, but the enemy just piles on and brings the person into more and more bondage. Number 23, your parents were alcoholics. This can open the door for spirits of rejection and shame. If you come from a home where there's a lot of drug addiction, alcoholism, fighting, confusion, but as a child, that can open you up, and the enemy can take advantage of that to really come into your life. Spirits of rejection, shame, embarrassment can attack a child, and sometimes they grow up and they still struggle with these areas because the enemy opened the door, or they came in at a very young age. As a matter of fact, I would say that many people who come for deliverance were dealing with childhood issues. Now, it doesn't mean because you had a rough childhood that you are demonized. There are people that have rough childhoods and grew up to be stable and grew up to be successful, because some children seem to be able to shake things off, but another child may have a more difficult time. So we're not trying to say if you come from a dysfunctional home that you're automatically demonized. There are many people that have come from dysfunctional homes that are stable, successful, because maybe they were able to shake it off. But then there's some children that come from dysfunctional homes that don't have the ability to shake things off, and the enemy opens and the door is open, and the enemy takes advantage of that and comes into their life. Number 24, your parents went through a divorce or separation. This can open the door for spirits of rejection and shame. You know, I don't think sometimes parents understand how difficult it is for children to go through. What children go through when their parents get divorced. Sometimes the children wonder, was it my fault that my parents are divorced? And that can really hurt a child, even though it may not have been their fault. And even though some divorces may be something that can't be avoided, but sometimes the enemy takes advantage of that and really torments a child. And that child grows up with fear, sometimes fear of getting married because they saw what their parents went through, from hurt and shame and embarrassment and sometimes rejection, especially one of the parents leaves and really does not is not a part of the person's life. That can be a problem with the child. Rejection from the father, rejection from the mother. And then when we talk about rejection, remember, anytime you minister to someone with a lot of rejection, you need to understand there's generally three spirits that go together. It's rejection, it's fear of rejection, and it's self-rejection. When a person has been rejected, they tend to be afraid of rejection. They fear it because rejection is so painful. And then they sometimes reject themselves. They tend to base the way they feel about themselves on based on what others thought, even though it may have been another person's problem of why they rejected you. Sometimes people get rejected for no apparent reason. So we deal with the spirit of rejection, the spirit of self-rejection, and the spirit of fear of rejection. Number 25, your parents argued and fought in the home. Again, this can open the door for spirits of confusion and fear, especially to attack children. And again, when that child grows up, becomes a teenager, or goes into rebellion, or even becomes an adult, sometimes they don't overcome these things and they begin to manifest later in life, and that person may be in need of deliverance. Number 26, you are angry or bitter with your parents, your brothers, or your sisters. This can open the door for spirits of anger and bitterness. And again, family problems can open the door for all kinds of anger and bitterness, especially where there's been conflict in the home, conflict between your mother and you, or your father and you, or your brothers or your sisters. We have a lot of people that have a lot of bitterness and anger toward their parents or toward their grandparents or toward their uncles or toward someone that hurt them, rejected them, even toward their brothers or sisters, people that don't speak with their loved ones, and they have a lot of anger and bitterness toward family members. Number 27, you were exposed to drugs at an early age. This can open the door for spirits of rebellion and witchcraft. And the reason I say that is because in the Word of God, the word pharmakeia, where we get the word pharmacy from in the Greek, is translated sorcery in Scripture. When it talks about sorceries, it's the word pharmakeia. As a matter of fact, the original definition of a sorcerer was someone who used drugs to induce altered states, a druggist, someone that got people into altered states by using drugs. And when you get involved in a drug life at an early age, it can open you up to a lot of mind control. Drug addiction is connected to witchcraft. It's connected to rebellion, because the Bible says rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And it's a major door opener for demons to come in. There are a lot of people, before they got saved, they were involved in a lot of drugs. And sometimes when they get saved, they still have issues. They may stop using drugs, but they still have issues that they need to be dealt with that came in through the door of drug addiction at a very early age. Number 28, you are homosexual or lesbian. You were introduced to these lifestyles. This can open the door to spirits of lust and perversion. Of course, any type of perverse lust style sexually, whether it is adultery, fornication, whether it is any type of perverse a lifestyle, any type of sexual intercourse outside of marriage. If you had multiple partners, you were involved in a very lustful lifestyle, you were involved in many, many different relationships, it affects your soul. It opens the door for all kinds of spirits of lust, perversion, uncleanness. And then you battle with this your entire life. You can't seem to get a breakthrough in this, and you struggle with this your entire life. But one of the things that God has called us to as the people of God is holiness and to abstain from fornication. But when you have a background of this lifestyle, unless you get a major deliverance in your life, sometimes that will follow you even in the church, and you'll find yourself struggling in this particular area. But the good news is that Jesus Christ can set you free. Number 29, you have a history of sexual perversion. This can be manifestations of spirits of lust and perversion. And there are all kinds of sexual perversion. We're not just talking about homosexuality or lesbianism. We're talking about fornication. We're talking about adultery, molestation. We're talking about masturbation. We're talking about uncleanness, any type of sexual perversion, uncleanness outside of marriage. then that particular lifestyle can open you up to spirits of lust and perversion. Number 30, you have a history of being, or rather, you have been accident prone all of your life. This can be a sign sometimes of a curse, being accident prone, always in an accident, always something happening to you. Now, again, because you have an accident, accidents happen, doesn't mean you're under a curse. I don't want to imply that or mean that you have demons. But if you have accidents, you've been accident prone all your life, and there seems to be something in the area where you just can't seem to overcome. And I mean accidents that don't make sense. You know, you eat a hard-boiled egg and break your teeth. I mean, that something like that is just unusual. You know, you're breaking your leg, you're breaking your bones, you're in a car accidents all the time, you're always falling, and something is happening, you're slipping on ice all the time. Well, again, just because you slip on ice, everyone's probably slipped on ice, does not mean it's a curse. So I don't want to give that impression, but being accident prone, and I want to emphasize the word prone, can be a sign that you need deliverance from a curse. Break that curse, command any spirits that's causing this to manifest in your life to come out. Number 31, you have a history of poverty in your or your family's life. This can be a manifestation of spirits of poverty and shame. Financial struggles all of your life, never can seem to get a breakthrough, never can prosper, never can seem to get a break, never have any favor on your life. Well, again, that can be also a sign of a curse that needs to be broken. Or generational spirits of poverty that have been in your family that are affecting you. God wants us to prosper. God does not want you to suffer, struggle from poverty all your life. Now, some people, of course, the reason why they're poor is because they may be lazy or because they may mishandle money. But when you're really trying to do your best, you never can seem to get a breakthrough. You have good education. You're a hard worker. You can't seem to get ahead financially. And again, just because you have a financial struggle does not mean it's a curse. Everyone probably struggles in some area in their life in the finances. But we're talking about chronic poverty. We're talking about generational poverty. The next one, number 32, you have engaged in a lifestyle of cheating and theft. This can be a manifestation of spirits of lying and deceit, and it can also bring a curse. Cheating, theft, lying, deception, taking advantage of people. This can really open you up to curses, and they need to be broken, and you need to change and get delivered. Number 33, you have been a chronic gambler or spendthrift, overspending money, not having control. This is another area of lust. It's lust for things, materialism, always spending money, overspending. That can also be a bondage. This can be a manifestation of spirits of lust and addiction. These demons really manifest during the holiday season. There's nothing wrong with spending money. Excuse me. There's nothing wrong with wanting to purchase things. But when it gets you into bondage and it becomes a bondage and you can't control it, then those are spirits of addiction. And those are spirits of being a spendthrift. If you're a gambler or have been a gambler, a chronic gambler, that can also open you up to spirits of poverty and lack and financial bondage. Number 34, you are addicted to alcohol, drugs, nicotine, or food. This can be a manifestation of spirits of addiction and or gluttony. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Number 35, you are afraid of being alone. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of fear. There's some people that are terrified of being alone. And it's a fear. There are all kinds of fears, and we'll deal with fear, fear of rejection, fear of hurt, fear of people, fear of authority, fear of being abused, fear of the future, fear of failure, fear of accidents, fear of witchcraft, fear of demons, fear of going to hell, fear of losing your salvation, apprehension, timidity, terror. There are all kinds of fear. But if you're really afraid of being alone and it's really something where you panic and it frightens you, then that can be a manifestation of a need for deliverance from fear. You're afraid of leaving the house. There's some people that are so bound by fear that they won't even leave their homes. They're afraid to go out. They're afraid to go in public. Well, that's a manifestation of fear. You're extremely uncomfortable around people. You just don't like to be around people. You're uncomfortable around people. God created us to be social. And some people are just uncomfortable around people. We even have people that have fear of germs. They're afraid they're going to catch something from people. And it becomes a bondage. They don't even want to shake a person's hand. They're afraid to hug people. They're afraid to get close to people. Number 38, you are intensely jealous of others. If you have a jealousy problem, this can be a manifestation of spirits of jealousy and also schizophrenia, jealousy, paranoia, extreme jealousy. You can't seem to shake that. Number 39, you hate certain groups of people like Jews, blacks, whites, Hispanics, and so on. This can be a manifestation of spirits of hatred and bigotry. Of course, God does not want us to be bigots and hate other people because of their background. Number 40, you were ever involved with the occult. This can open the door for spirits of witchcraft and the occult. I'm talking about the occult. I'm talking about Ouija boards, drugs, getting involved in Masonic lodges. The word occult means hidden, going to palm readers, ESP, psychic advisors, psychic readings, you know, getting involved in that, any type of occultic religion or occultic religion that can really, really open you up to spirits of confusion. It can open you up to curses. God says it's really a violation of one of the major commandments that you'll have no other gods before him. You put something ahead of God. You worship an idol. You seek an advisor. You seek a reader. You having your palm read. You get your fortune told. You get involved in this. There are people that spend lots of money on readers and advisors trying to learn the future, and they end up in more bondage than they were before they went there. Number 41, you have a history of Freemasonry in your family. Freemasonry is very occultic. A lot of secret rituals, a lot of things that people, when they get into Freemasonry, don't realize till you get into the higher orders. And it's something, if you have a history of that in your family, it can open the family up for spirits of occult, confusion, lust, sickness, infirmity. It's a whole list of demons that are connected to Freemasonry. 42, you've ever attended a seance, went to a seance. That's another occultic activity. Number 43, you are attracted to or have gone to readers, advisors, or psychics. This again opens the door for spirits of divination and witchcraft. Number 44, you were involved in martial arts. Now, this is something that people don't realize. The history of martial arts really comes out of the occult, and it comes out of a background of Eastern religions. And people get involved in martial arts can pick up spirits of mind control, witchcraft, and the occult. Also, spirits of violence can come in when you get involved in the occult. Another area, number 43, is in being involved in yoga and transcendental meditation. And this is very popular now, yoga and getting involved in yoga. Yoga comes out of the Eastern religions. It is based, rooted in Eastern religion, which is very pagan and very occultic. And there are many people that get involved in yoga thinking it's very innocent. And some say it's just stretching or breathing, but the roots of it is very occultic, and especially transcendental meditation. This can open the door for spirits of mind control and or the occult. 46, you were ever involved in a false religion. When people come out of false religions, in every false religion, there's a strong spirit of mind control, error, heresy, witchcraft, and deception. These are demons that operate in false religions. So if you're in a false religion, a cult, even some Christian sects that are very demanding, legalistic, very controlling, they may call themselves Christian, but there's a lot. And then when people come out of that, sometimes they have a very difficult time becoming Christians and walking with Christ because they are very confused. They have to shake off a lot of things from their past, and they have a difficult time understanding the word. And thank God there is deliverance, and many have made that transition and come out. But there's sometimes people really struggle in their walk with God when they come out of something that was false. Again, this can open the door for spirits of religion, confusion, and deception. And let me say that false religions, I have a lot of religious spirits. You can be very religious and be in error, having a form of godliness or having a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Number 47, you were involved in an abortion. If you were involved in an abortion, it's called shedding innocent blood. And if you were involved in it, you are a participant. Sometimes people, you know, promote abortion before they get saved. A man will pay for a woman's abortion. A woman would have an abortion because they didn't want the child, because the pregnancy wasn't planned. Well, that can open the door to a lot of spirits. There's a tremendous book by Bill Banks called Ministering to Abortion's Aftermath. If you've ever had an abortion and you're struggling now in your life, or if you know someone who's had an abortion and they're struggling with infirmity, confusion, different areas of their life, I encourage you to get a copy of that book. It's called Ministering to Abortion's Aftermath by Bill Banks. Number 48, you've gone through a divorce, separation, or bad relationship. This can open the door for spirits of hurt, control, and rejection. Of course, divorces and breakups sometimes hurt people. People become wounded, brokenhearted, sad. They get rejected. They get angry. They get bitter. One of the major groups that needs deliverance are people that are brokenhearted, bruised, and that suffer from hurt and deep hurt. Number 49, you've been controlled by your parents or any other person or group of people. If you've been controlled by people, whether it's in the home, whether it's in church, if you're under a very controlling leader and you break away from that, you probably still need deliverance from control, fear of man, confusion, because control is witchcraft. Witchcraft operates through control and domination, and people need deliverance when they come out of controlling situations. They need to be delivered, healed, and restored. Control can open the door for spirits of mind control, fear, and control. Number 50, you have chronic headaches or mental confusion. There's always something going on with your mind, and you can't seem to shake it. You're confused all the time. You just cannot think clearly, and it's something that's chronic. This can be a manifestation of spirits of mind control and confusion. Number 51, you have a difficult time reading the Bible or praying. You know, there are spirits that block people and fight people from studying their Bible. When they read their Bible, they get a headache. They get sleepy. They can't read the Bible. When they pray, they get sleepy. They can't pray. They can struggle in this area. This can be a manifestation of Leviathan. We have a whole teaching on Leviathan, which is Job 41, the spirit of pride. Number 52, you have a difficult time attending church. You know, it's amazing how demons don't want you in church. They don't want you to hear the word. They don't want you to be around the presence of God. They don't want you to worship with other believers. If you really struggle in this area, you just can't seem to attend church. If something fights you, you get into a place where every time you go get ready to go to church or try to go to church, there's always something that keeps you from doing it. Going to church and fellowshipping should be something that's joyful for every believer. This can be a manifestation, again, of also Leviathan, which is a spirit of pride. 53, you have a difficult time worshiping or praising God. Again, these are spirits that fight you in these areas. 54, you hate being touched by people. This can be a manifestation of spirits of fear and of spirits of fear of giving and receiving love. Number 55, you are afraid of trusting people or getting close to people. Sometimes when people have been hurt, abused, or bruised, they don't trust people, and they don't want to get close to people. They shut down. They shut the door because they don't want to be hurt or bruised or taken advantage of again. A fear of being hurt, fear of being rejected, fear of people, fear of man, fear of being abandoned, fear of being taken advantage of. Number 56, you are a chronic liar. This can be manifestations of spirits of lying and deception. Then that's pretty self-explanatory. Number 57, you are a chronic daydreamer. You live in the fantasy world. This can be a form of withdrawal. Now, everybody daydreams, children daydream, but I'm talking about chronic daydreaming, always in a fantasy world. This can be a manifestation of the spirits of rejection and fantasy. 58, you are tormented by nightmares and bad dreams. There are demons that attack people at night. They're mere spirits, nightmare spirits. The demons that torment people at night when they sleep. This can be a manifestation of spirits of fear and torment. Number 59, you have a problem with masturbation. Again, this is a spirit of lust, perversion. Usually comes in through pornography or starting at a young age. This can be a manifestation of lust, masturbation, and perversion. Number 60, you dress provocatively or seductively. This can be a manifestation of the spirits of lust and harlotry. If you dress in a lascivious way and you tend to go that way, I'm not judging you. I'm not saying you can't be saved. But usually when people dress provocatively and seductively, then that can be a manifestation of a spirit in their life that they need deliverance from. Number 61, you wear too much jewelry or makeup. Again, we're not against jewelry or makeup. but the key is moderation. You know, we need to be moderate. I'm not legalistic. I'm not saying if you put on jewelry or makeup, you're going to hell. But sometimes when it's too much, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and self-rejection, because people try to overdo it because they don't like the way they are. And so they try to dress up or put on so much until it becomes overkill. Number 62, you have been tattooed or have multiple piercings. Now, I know this is a area that many people don't want to talk about. And I'm not saying if you have a tattoo, you can't be saved. I'm talking about usually before people get saved, they get involved in tattooing or piercings. It can be a manifestation of rebellion and rejection. But even if you after you get saved, some people get addicted to tattoos. They get addicted to piercings. It just goes overboard. They get one, then they have five, then they have 10, then they have a piercing in their nose, their lips, their cheek, their ears, all parts of their body. This can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and rebellion, especially if it starts at a very young age. Number 63, you gossip, slander, and murmur constantly. Again, that's a sure sign. If you're always, your tongue is always speaking evil, it's a sign that something inside of you needs to come out. The Lord says, not what goes into a man that defiles him, is what comes out of a man that defiles him. Number 64, you have attempted suicide or thought of killing yourself. This can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection, self-rejection, suicide, and rebellion. 65, you desire constant attention. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection. 66, you constantly backslide and leave the church. Well, if you have a backsliding problem, you need deliverance. It's as simple as that. Usually that also manifests in double-mindedness and schizophrenia. We'll talk about that in a later program. Number 67, you go from church to church. You can't seem to settle in the church. You're double-minded. You always change your mind. You never can get planted anywhere. You're all over the place. This can be a manifestation of double-mindedness. And again, just because you leave a church and go to another church does not mean you have this problem. But when it becomes chronic and you've been in 10 churches the last 2 years, then it could either be a spirit of religion or a spirit of double-mindedness. Number 68, you have a problem letting go of your past. You can't seem to shake your past. You're tormented by your past. You're bound by your past. There are people that can't get out of their past. They let their past follow them into their present, into their future. We all have things in our past that we would love to get rid of, but you got to learn how to let go of the past and go into your future. When you can't do that, this can be a manifestation of unforgiveness and bitterness. Number 69, you are paranoid and think people are out to get you. That's another area of schizophrenia. We'll talk about paranoia, spirits of fear, distrust, paranoia. When everybody's after you, everyone is trying to hurt you. Number 70, you are or have been a member of a legalistic church. If you've been in a legalistic church, you probably have religious spirits. You probably have spirits of control, fear, because legalism is really control, domination. This can open the door for spirits of religion, mind control, and witchcraft. Now, I'm sharing from my book, Deliverance and Spiritual Warfare Manual. And if you have not yet written for this book or received a copy of it, I encourage you to go to our website and order it, because I'm not going to be able to share everything in this book. It is over 250 pages of information on deliverance, and it will really give you a much better understanding of not only how to receive deliverance, but also how to be a good deliverance worker. And you can go to our website at johneckhartministries.com and go to the bookstore. We have this book. We have books on the prophetic, books on prayer, books on the apostolic, quite a number of books that I've written in the past 25 years that I know will bless your life. And we're going to continue in the School of Deliverance, and I have so much to share. I've been ministering deliverance for 30 years, so I have a lot to teach on. I don't know how many sessions we're going to do, but if you want to continue to watch us, we come every week, usually on Monday, to do this program. So if you're looking at it on YouTube, encourage someone else to view it. I believe that even by getting this knowledge, the Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Even by getting this knowledge, it can begin to open up your understanding of deliverance and how you may need deliverance or how you can minister to deliver to someone. These are spirits we're talking about: rejection, fear, hurt, anger, bitterness, sickness, infirmity. lust, perversion. These are demons. These are the names of demons. Remember Jesus said when the man came to him from the tombs, he said, what is thy name? And the man said, my name is Legion, for we are many. It's interesting that Jesus asked the demon what his name was. So when Jesus got the name, he commanded that spirit to come out. Demons have names. They have characteristics. They're different kinds of spirits. Jesus said, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So all demons are not the same. There's some demons that are worse than others. He said, when the unclean spirit goes out, he goes and tries to get seven other spirits more wicked than himself. There's some demons that are more wicked than others. Some are stronger. Some of them more deceptive than others. So we're talking about rejection, rebellion. We're talking about hurt, fear, anger. We're talking about depression, sadness, confusion. We're talking about lust, perversion. We're talking about spirits of religion, tradition, mind control, mental breakdown, mental pressure. These are spirits that people need deliverance from. Addiction spirits, torment, pride, arrogance, haughtiness, low self-esteem, sadness. These are spirits that we're dealing with. And the good news is that when you begin to call these spirits out of a person, that person can begin to receive deliverance. There's even a chapter in this book on how you can do self-deliverance, how you can minister deliverance to yourself and command these things to come out of your own life. So I want you to get a copy of the book. Again, go to johneckhartministries.com and go to our bookstore. And it's only $12.99, over 250 pages of information on the subject of deliverance. And I know that you're going to be blessed by the teaching in this book. Well, let me pray for you. Father, I pray for everyone that is viewing this online School of Deliverance. I pray for wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, an increase of courage and boldness in dealing with the problems of people. Lord, I pray that they'll move in compassion, power. I pray for preachers and pastors and evangelists, Lord, that they'll begin to move in more powerful realms of deliverance and see deliverance coming to their church and their region and set people free. I pray, Lord, for anyone who's been tormented by any of the things I have talked about, I command those demons to come out of you, and I command those spirits to loose you and to go. And I break every curse, every assignment of hell that came into your life at a young age. I command spirits that came in through trauma, rape, molestation, abuse, hurt, rejection, people that took advantage of you, controlled you. I cancel that assignment of hell, and I command those spirits to come out, and I command you to be loosed in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for them to have joy, victory, peace, to be delivered from every assignment of hell. And I pray, Lord, that as a result of this teaching, that you will see thousands of people raised up around the world, not only with power, but with knowledge, information, understanding, and revelation to set people free. Father, I speak grace, favor, peace, and shalom over everyone that is viewing this program. I pray that they'll be able to rest at night, have joy, they'll grow in the things of the Spirit, they'll walk with you closely. I pray, Lord, for backsliders that have come back, Lord, that you'll deliver them from every spirit that will cause backsliding and cause them to be tormented and harassed by the enemy, lust, perversion, uncleanness in the sexual area. Father, I pray for healing. I command spirits of sickness, disease, that will chronically attack people to come out. And I pray, Lord, that you'll heal them. Any spirit of infirmity in their body that's causing chronic sickness, I command that thing to go. I command that spirit to come out, and I command to loose you and you to be healed and be set free from any infirmity, for your body to be healed. Father, I thank you for everyone that has viewed this program, and I pray for them, that you to bless them, and I speak blessing and grace over your life in Jesus' name. Well, I've enjoyed sharing with you this brief session. We're going to do many more. So tune us in again. And as always in departing, may God bless you and keep you is always my prayer. Good.